wooden outfit.
Did they have any of those ornamental wooden fences around, probably around the houses?
Oh yeah, just around the old picket fence that very similar to what they use for a snow fence up north.
Did I ask you what you got your water from the well in?
Almost everybody just used a galvanized bucket. I can remember the old cedar pails, but I don't know that we ever had one, but I've gone to lots of places that had them. You know, those cedar buckets. But most everybody in my days used either aluminum or a galvanized water bucket.
Mm-hmm. What did you use to milk your cows? What did you milk them in?
We always tried to use aluminum bucket.
What does your wife use to cook eggs now? What does she cook them in?
Mostly a skillet.
And if she's going to boil potatoes, what does she cook those in?
Some of those various sizes of aluminumware. I don't know, what did she call it? Stew pan, no, the one with the handle on. What do they call the one with the handle on it?
Just a pan? Stew pan?
No, the one when they put a handle on it. They could dig up some other title for them and all the various sets of cookware. Think right now what she does call them. I know they used to call them a stewer, but since they got into these wherever pots and pans, they got different handles on them or something, different names on them.
When your wife cooks soup, what does she use to stir it?
Oh, they used to use them old wooden spoons, but I think they've all got to use them little fancy spatulas. Remember the old wooden ladles they used to have.
Mm-hmm.
I know her mother had some of them, and I think she has, since her mother and her dad passed away, I think she has some of them here that she doesn't use.
What did your mother scrape the dishes into when you finished your meal?
Oh, it was, what do you call it, slop bucket, kept it for the hogs.
Garbage disposal off, old style.
Mm-hmm. Now then, everybody's got a refrigerator, and so you cram it back in there, it gets the darn full, you can't shut the door.
Yeah, what do you call that if you eat it one day and then get it the next?
Cold potatoes.
Well, let's say you've had old hash one day and then...
They're just leftovers.
After your mother scraped the dishes, what did she do with them then?
Washed them.
And after she washed them, what did she do?
Oh, seemed to me like most of the time they dried them and put them away, where now we scald them and let them drain.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose that was because of today you have screens, chemicals, and you don't have flies like we did then, you know, and they had to get them up and get them out and get them hid away right quick. Okay.
What did your mother wipe them on?
Dish towels, except, you know, when they make up them fancy ones, a little embroidery on them, call them tea towels. You remember those, don't you? It's the same thing, except the ones you'd use on Sunday with a little embroidery on them, such as that.